Morning Watch.
The Holy Word for Morning Revival. Book of Philippians. Week 1, Day 1. Philippians 1, verses 1 through 2. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, has appeared, training us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, awaiting the blessed hope, even the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify to himself a particular people as his unique possession, zealous of good works. Philippians 3, verse 1. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, for me it is not irksome, but for you it is safe. Philippians 3, verse 3. For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3, verse 8. But moreover, I also count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. Portions from Life Study Messages. In the Bible, there are two books which are concerned with experience rather than doctrine, Song of Songs and Philippians. Every book in the Bible has both a background and a subject. At the time the book of Philippians was written, the Judaizers were exercising their influence over the believers in Christ. The Judaizers were very strong for the Jewish religion. They not only practiced their religion, but they promoted it and even fought for it. As a result of the Jewish dispersion, these Judaizers were spread over the Mediterranean region. No other group of people could match the zeal with which the Judaizers promoted their religion. Even in Philippi, a city in Macedonia, they were exercising their influence over the believers. In 3 verse 2, the fact that the dogs are associated with the evil workers and the concision indicates that the dogs are religious people. The evil workers mentioned here were those who advocated circumcision. But as they zealously promoted circumcision, they were like barking dogs. This was one aspect of the background against which the book of Philippians was written. Also, the Judaistic believers were preaching Christ because of envy and strife and rivalry with Apostle Paul. Positively, there was the participation of the Philippian believers with the Apostle Paul in the furtherance of the gospel. However, there was still at least some amount of dissension among them. The subject of Philippians is the experience of Christ. It was necessary for the Philippians to experience Christ in order to overcome the influence of the Judaizers, acquire discernment concerning the different ways of preaching Christ, and participate in the furtherance of the gospel. Through the experience of Christ, we are able to share in God's move in his economy. Finally, the experience of Christ is for the abolishing of dissension. Portions from Footnotes. Verse 1, to all the saints who are in Christ Jesus, who are in Philippi. Note 1, referencing Philippi. Philippi was the chief city in the province of Macedonia of the ancient Roman Empire. Through Paul's first ministry journey to Europe, the first church in Europe was raised up in the city. Note 2, referencing the word with. Here, it is not the saints and the overseers and deacons. Rather, it is the saints with the overseers and deacons. This is highly significant in that it indicates that in the local church, the saints, the overseers, and the deacons are not three groups. The church has only one group, composed of all the saints, including the overseers and deacons, who are the components of a local church. This indicates further that in any locality, there should be just one church with one group of people comprising all the saints in that locality. Note 3, referencing overseers. Overseers are the elders in a local church. Elder denotes the person, and overseer, the function. An overseer is an elder in function. Here, overseers are mentioned instead of elders, indicating that the elders were fulfilling their responsibility. Note 4, referencing deacons. The Greek word means serving ones. The deacons are the serving ones in a local church and are under the direction of the overseers. This verse, showing that a local church is composed of the saints, with overseers to take the lead and deacons to serve, indicates that the church in Philippi was in good order. From verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father. Note 1, referencing the word grace. Grace is God as our enjoyment. Note 2, referencing the word peace. Peace is a condition that issues from grace, from the enjoyment of God our Father.